go with the show. Can I take one? Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Live Live Podcast Show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the show. You know, I know a lot of y'all around in Texas, Arizona, even in Delaware, and New York, Ohio, got some very special places that is haunted. Yes. There's a lot of places that is haunted, and a lot of history there too. Now, in Ohio, back in the 1930s, there was a fire. Yeah, there was a fire, and all the guards got out, but some of the prisoners were still locked up in their cells. Couldn't get up. And time the fire was finished, a lot of prisoners died. And this was in Ohio. And that prison still stands today with the burn mark of that horrible night. Now, nobody know why the guards didn't let those prisoners out. I want to know why. No, but everybody say that place is haunted. And I got this guy on YouTube right now. He's visiting a prison that is haunted. It was built in somewhere in 1830, 40, something like that. And he taking a tour. Excuse me. He taking a tour with another guy who gave him a tour. And you can see some of the haunted places and some where they kept the prisoners back then and all. And I don't know where this prison is at, but it's really, really interesting, you know. I'm tired of this summer weather. One day is summer, and then next day is winter. And we just got a little sprink of snow. It act like it was going to snow last week. A little sprink. Didn't get no snow. None this year. Just wondering what's going on, Mother Nature. You just leaving us behind? People who love snow in Baltimore, Maryland? Taught of this 50, 60, 80, then dropping down to 42, then dropping down to 35, going back up. It rains, be cloudy. Look like it's going to snow, but just sit there and look like it don't have nothing to do. But stand there and look stupid. The dumb clouds. Okay, it's only weather. I know, I get carried away with some things. Right? There's some things you shouldn't get carried away with, right? Right. Well, remember what world we living in. God said, this is his world. Yeah, okay. Hi, everybody. Everybody having a blessed day. I am. And just got to take his hand, hold it tight. Just say, oh, Father, 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 oh, Father, Father, Father. And every time somebody tap on your toes, you go, oh, Father, 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 oh, Father, Father. With your fist belt brought up, and he holding your hand back. And then, oh, Father, Father, Father. Oh, because he already know what you want to do. But he asking, peace, stay still. Stay still. You got to listen to the Father. He knows what's best. No. Just the coffee. Dang. This mic pick up everything. So. Sorry. Went down the wrong pipe. Oh, God. Oh, Father, Father. So, got a little stuff up nose and a little hiccup. And I'm just drinking some honey and tea. Green honey and tea. And hopefully I get it all out of. So, how everybody doing? Everybody watching the news last night? It's better than the news, though. Alright. Sorry about that. But that's what cold do to you. When the weather keeps changing and all. And don't know what to want to do with it. Do with itself. But it was better than the other night, right? Yeah, it was. With all the talk about the weather balloon. That's what it was, a weather balloon. It wasn't no China. It wasn't no Chinese spy balloon. I don't believe it. No. Y'all probably saying, what the hell he doing? Well, the coffee, the thing that got my cup on, keep making a lot of noise every time I pick my cup up. And then trying to talk to you, then got a call. See? So, I know y'all hate this when you get a cold. You're trying to talk, and you just cough and cough and cough. Boy, hate that. But I'm going to do the show. I ain't laying down or nothing. I'm going to do this show. This is my show, and I ain't laying down. Right, God? Right. So, it was better than that stupid Fox News fake weather balloon. Probably was put by Donald Trump himself. You know? And a lot of people really pee me off at work. You know? There's some people think Donald Trump did a lot of things when he was in office. He didn't do a doggone thing. He let all those people get COVID-19 while he go play golf and all that stuff. Going to tell people to drink bleach. And we ain't going to go back to that era. And this something this morning just broke my day, you know. Just hurt me. just talking about that evil devil, you know? I just hope we never see him again. Go away. Just go away, Donald Trump. People don't want you. Real people who want to live, do their work, and pay taxes, and just run this country, get back, make it more great, and get back to where Obama and President Bush had it. A real Republican president. Let me say again, President Bush, Republican President Bush, a real president, Republican president. He was a real Republican president. Yeah, he made some mistakes, Hurricane Katrina and all that stuff. We forgot him about that. We forgave him. He did the work. He probably raised taxes or whatever he did. But he wasn't no doggone Donald Trump. And I will vote for him again if he runs. If he could run. Because Donald Trump is this things that you don't want to say on your tongue. Unbelievable words. Believe me, better get prepared for it. It's just two co-workers trying to think. Joe Biden is doing the best he can. And one lie to say he got dimension. He don't have no dimension. Donald Trump got dimension. He got low function. He got whatever. It don't make an ordinary person function. Donald Trump got. I went to the Special Olympics in school. And more people smarter than Donald Trump. They actually got an IQ smarter than Donald Trump. What'd that tell you? And I hope the two here one day hear this podcast. Hey, Donald Trump suck. Go, Joe Biden. Go for a fourth term if you can, okay? If you can't, don't push it, all right? I don't know what about your health, okay? But we know Donald Trump's health was way unstable, okay? But if you can, go for it. Go for the fourth, another four, all right? You got a lot of people who want to stand by you, all right? Just get as much that you can done. While you in office, okay? For the people who want you to get whatever you can get done, okay? We know that Trump and those Republicans gonna be stubborn. But just do your best, Mr. Joe, Mr. President, Mr. Real President, okay? Need help? Call one of the great presidents. Obama, Bush, Clinton, even Hitler. President Clinton's wife, Hitler. Call her. She more smarter than Donald Trump. And Donald Trump shouldn't have even became president. He stole that election. Republicans know that. Then they get mad because Joe Biden win in 2020. Talking about stolen election. Okay. Trying to put emails on Hillary. Yeah, okay. got a lot of stuff on Donald Trump, but you ain't going to go after. You're not going to go after him. Yeah, it's a crazy world. So, they said he did a good speech last night, but I was working on a show and everything. I didn't get to, address to the nation yet. State of the Union address, and I know it was a good speech. So, Joe Brady, you the man, man. You the man. Keep it going, buddy. Keep it going. They can't do nothing to you. Can't do nothing to you. This people. This mad, you know? This mad. I don't know what you accomplished. I haven't been watching you, Joe. I'm sorry. Very sorry about that. But after COVID-19, I had enough of the news. I had to watch the news, the whole COVID-19 thing. And I don't watch the news no more. I turn in now and then to see what's going on in the city or around the world, but I don't sit there and watch it like I used to when, before COVID-19 and during COVID-19. Just had enough of the news. But I'm sure that you're going to get the job done. Thousands, millions, billions of people across this country know that you're going to get the job done, okay? And there's people in Texas that love you too, black or white, Mexicans and all, love you. You know, one day Texas is going to be a Democrat state. You watch, it's going to make a big U-turn. Okay, it knows who to be with. Okay, so all of y'all in Texas and all the states like Arizona, Iowa, Oklahoma, New York, Delaware, say hi to my family in Delaware, mom, dad, Lisa, nieces and nephews, cousins, wherever you are, hello, and family in Baltimore, across the country, family, across the country, world, know me, good, don't, you know me now, pass the message on, okay, good show. I just like to know. We done with the State of the Union address. I know it probably was good, bad, little good. You know, a lot of Democrats and Republicans got their mixed feelings about Joe Biden, okay? It's a little mix of both, okay? But don't ever, ever pick Donald Trump. Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump did that, okay? Don't pin nothing he didn't do good. Okay? He didn't do nothing good. Nothing. Nothing. A lot of things was falling. Prices was rising when he was president. Look at the shooting range. Black lives were marching. No marching. No. Maybe you hear about some of them marching, but nobody getting shot by police. I don't think. Maybe every now and then you probably hear it on the news. CNN. Like I said, I don't watch it. But y'all probably see it. But not like that boy who got killed on national news. Who knows? International news. Probably seen it. American cop kills African American over a fake $20 bill on Donald Trump watch. He didn't have to die. It was other solutions. Other things. You know? Everybody seen the tape. Everybody saw the court thing. And when they seen send them some guns to jail, that was one for the Mexicans, blacks, and people of color. We put one out there in a home field. We hit it. Got a big home run. Glam sham. We got. We lost one when the riots came here in Baltimore when they killed that man and threw him in the back of the patio. Those cops got off. But the other cops in Mississippi, they didn't. That taking a human life. Then you're going to do it on national TV. National TV, you see cameras around, people telling you to get up, he couldn't breathe. Well, that's gone in the history books, but there's a lot to happen on Donald Trump watch. We can bring a whole bunch of Proud Boys. What the heck is a Proud Boy? Come on. Ain't nothing proud about you. Probably living off of your father pension, because your father didn't send your stupid butt to the military to college. Don't buy it. Nobody's scared of you, Proud Boys. Nobody. And I know it's coming. So I'm just trying to get everybody ready for when it do comes. Just start thinking and start praying. Don't start no riots, no violence, nothing like that, people. Okay? Because if he do get in the office, that's exactly what he wants you to do. Exactly what he wants you to do. Start burning down buildings, rioting, and all that. Don't feed into him. Okay? Don't feed into him. You turn the other cheek. Don't feed into him. That's all I got to say. Stand up for your rights now. Police stop you for no reason. Stand up for your right. Nowadays, you can film it. Y'all only got a camera in your hand. There's cameras everywhere. Going to stop and watch what's going on. Okay? There's people going to stop the car and see what's going on. All right? and not all white people like Donald Trump. Okay? So, it's going to be some people, whole bunch of people, going to do their best to stop him getting in office. Right? I know this. I just know this because I was at the laundromat, and was a white guy. He was talking really bad about Donald Trump, boy. So, it's a lot of them like him around the country who don't like him. Who don't like him. He had his chance. He had his chance. Don't give him a second chance. Don't do it. Let him face the crimes and the other things that he did. Don't shine no light on his party. Don't. I'm telling you. I'm telling you ahead of time. You know. But let's get to this ghost story. Now, it's a lot of places is haunted around the country. I mean, even the White House. You ever do saw a documentary? You go to the White House and some of the Secret Services and the people who do the tour and say, this place is old, old. And sometimes we hear noises. That's right. Some of those buildings in Washington, D.C. is old. Really old. Really, really, really old. And I like these kind of stories because they just get an edge to make me think how people lived back then, you know. Secret cities, like on the History Channel, they used to have the story, series of secret cities in New York. You go down on the ground, you see the old subway system. That's right, the old subway system. I mean, back in the days, I would say 40s, 30s, 20s. That's how old their subway system is. And it seemed like everything just sunk underground. And as we were building the new New York, the old New York is just was sinking. And that's where it's a lot of places like that. And some of these places is haunted. 100 prisons, 100 even airports, 100 abandoned airports, or 100. And some people report to seeing ghosts, hearing ghosts, and all. And it's just very interesting to hear. So these are our Americans abandoned prisons. Listen.
Philadelphia's Eastern State Penitentiary is one of the oldest prisons in the U.S. Founded by Quakers in 1829, the prison remained open for nearly 150 years before it was closed in the 1970s. It should come as no surprise, then, that the prison is also rumored to be one of the most haunted places in America, with its grand and impressive architecture complete with vaulted stone ceilings and imposing guard towers topped with medieval-style battlements. It certainly looks haunted. And there's plenty of real darkness in the prison's century-and-a-half-long history to lend credence to the idea that the tortured souls of former inmates still haunt the prison's abandoned cells and corridors. Ghost stories have haunted Eastern State Penn since the 1940s.
So about that, people. Stupid commercials.
With visitors, staff, guards, and even former inmates reporting eerie encounters and unexplained phenomena, Numerous witnesses have heard ghostly footsteps and disembodied voices echoing through the supposedly empty corridors. Others have reported seeing shadowy figures and ghostly faces in the now abandoned cell blocks, or glimpsing the outline of a guard in one of the unused towers. 90s. One day, while he was working to unjam the old-fashioned lock on one of the cells, he suddenly felt overcome with a sense of fear and dread. He felt an unseen force grip him, and he was unable to move. Then, as he stood there frozen and terrified, the cell wall became covered with tormented ghostly faces, one of which seemed to be beckoning him toward it. Some of the darker parts of the prison's history may have also left a permanent impression on the building. The prison's earliest inmates were apparently subjected to horrific punishments in supposed efforts to reform them, and more than a few inmates met a brutal death within the prison walls. Unfortunately, prisoners were subjected to the iron gag, a horrific torture device that involved an iron collar placed on the inmate's mouth and attached to their hands, which were tied behind their back. The slightest inevitable movement of the arms would cause the collar to gouge and tear into the inmate's tongue. Others were doused in cold water and hung naked outside the wall in frigid temperatures until their skin froze. Some experienced the horrors of the mad chair, a torture device that
they
inmates were strapped to straitcoat style, often so tightly that all circulation to their limbs would be completely cut off, sometimes to the point that the limb had to be amputated.
Why they did that to prisoners? They were always being punished what they did, so why they torture them like that, you know? That's just stupid. That's just...
were subjected to the most inhumane form of solitary confinement imaginable in the hole. The hole was dark and dank with no bed, no toilet, hardly any food or water, or even air. Completely isolated with no human contact whatsoever, many prisoners went insane inside the hole. With this kind of darkness in its history, it's no wonder that countless witnesses have reported hearing tortured wails, piercing screams, and desperate moans from within the supposedly empty and abandoned building. But don't take their word for it. The facility is open to the public as a historic site, so brave tourists can visit and see for themselves if there's any truth to the ghost stories, if they dare. While the history of torture is sure to leave its mark on a building, a long tradition of executions is sure to create the perfect environment for the tormented spirits of those who were killed, only to return. Built in 1876 on the outskirts of the tiny town of Moundsville, the imposing stone facade of West Virginia State Penitentiary resembles a Gothic fortress. The prison housed thousands of the country's most violent criminals in its 100-plus year history, often under abysmal conditions. The prison was extremely overcrowded, often forcing three violent grown men to share a single 5-foot by 7-foot cell. The inmates of Virginia State Penitentiary were the worst of the worst, and many of them lost their lives behind the chilling stone walls of the prison. 94 men were executed on the site. 85 of them were hanged, and a further 9 of them were executed by the electric chair. The 1931 execution of Frank Heyer was particularly gruesome, and resulted in the executions of prisoners no longer being a public spectacle. Heyer was set to be hanged, which at the time involved carefully calculating the prisoner's weight and drop distance to ensure a quick and relatively painless death for the inmate. But in Heyer's case, the calculations were off, and when the floor dropped out from under him, he fell with such force that he was instantly decapitated in front of a crowd of stunned and horrified onlookers. Aside from the many deaths by execution, many more inmates lost their lives at the hands of fellow prisoners, and possibly even a guard or two. Countless inmates were stabbed with improvised blades, ruthlessly beaten to death, or hung to die in their cells. Since its closing in 1995, Virginia State Penitentiary has become known as one of the most haunted sites in the entire country. Most of the activity reported by staff and visitors comes from the North Hall, where the most dangerous inmates were kept. Witnesses report seeing shadowy figures and hearing disembodied footsteps when visiting the area, even when they're the only people in the building. Other reports come from the Hole and the Sugar Shack, an underground recreation room used by the inmates when the weather was too bad for them to go outside. Some of the prison's most brutal and violent incidents happened here, where it was difficult for guards to keep watch and intervene, and impossible for a victim to escape. In these dank subterranean spaces, witnesses not only report seeing and hearing unexplainable things, but also experience an overwhelming sense of panic and a paranoid feeling of being watched. One reporter got more than he bargained for when he visited the prison in an effort to debunk the rumors of paranormal activity. The reporter was given a thorough tour of the prison and a detailed account of its gruesome history before he was left alone in the building at night. As he explored the empty corridors and abandoned cells, he encountered nothing but a stray cat, and was starting to feel more confident as he set off downstairs to explore the hole in the Sugar Shack. Again, he didn't see or hear anything, but he couldn't shake the feeling of being watched and a sense of intense paranoia. He decided to head out into the yard to regroup and get some fresh air before continuing his explorations. While outside, he turned back to look at the wall of the prison's notorious North Hall, and just as he looked up, he saw a shadowy figure walk across one of the hall's highest windows. After that experience, the reporter was unable to stomach the idea of going back inside, and he left hours before his midnight deadline. Some prisons have always been a sad and horrifying place, but others started out on a much more positive note before descending into chaos, violence, and of course, paranormal activity. The Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio, is famous for being the setting of the movie The Shawshank Redemption, but it's infamous for its supposed hauntings and paranormal activity. Opened in 1896, the Ohio State Reformatory was meant to be a middle ground facility for criminals who were too old for the juvenile system, but not hardened enough to warrant a sentence at the notorious Ohio... revolutionary and humane methods for reforming first-time offenders, but before long the prison would descend into neglect and disrepair, and it would become known for rampant abuse, torture, and even murder. By the 1930s, Ohio State Reformatory had become overcrowded, filthy, and nearly uninhabitable. Despite a lawsuit filed by former inmates alleging that the facility was unfit for occupation, the prison remained open until 1986. Since then, rumors of paranormal activity have flourished, and many believe the prison is haunted by tormented spirits of former inmates, guards, and even prison officials. Witnesses have reported paranormal activity emanating from the prison's basement, the home of their local control cell, aka solitary confinement. Here, difficult inmates were locked away in total darkness and isolation, often for weeks on end. Visitors report hearing tortured screams and moans coming from the basement, as well as hearing disembodied footsteps and seeing unexplainable apparitions. Others claim to have overheard a whispered conversation between a man and a woman, too indistinct to make out, but too insistent to ignore, only to find that they were indeed alone in the building. It's not just the prison inmates that face tragedy. In 1948, the reformatory's farm boss and his wife and daughter were kidnapped by former inmates looking for revenge for their mistreatment in the prison walls. The boss and his family were shot to death, and one of the perpetrators was caught and executed in the prison. And this was not the only tragic death of a prison administrator and their family to have occurred in the prison's history. One of the most frequently witnessed apparitions is that of the prison's resident ghost, Helen. Helen was the wife of one of the prison's former wardens, Arthur Glatke. As was common at the time, the warden and his family lived on-site at the prison in an apartment in the prison's administration wing. Helen met a tragic end in that very apartment when a loaded handgun fell off a shelf in a closet, hit the floor, and went off, fatally wounding her. According to numerous witnesses, Helen's ghost still haunts the apartment to this day, and visitors can often catch a whiff of her perfume when touring the administration wing. Helen's death wasn't the only tragedy to strike in the warden's apartment. 10 years after her death, another warden had a heart attack and died at his desk. With all this tragedy and misery in one place, it's no wonder that the Ohio State Reformatory is considered one of the most haunted sites in America. Prisons may be notorious for the kinds of stories of violence and disrepair that makes perfect fodder for paranormal activity, but some of the country's most notorious police stations have their own dark history that makes them the perfect setting for a haunting. Maxwell Street Police Station in Chicago, Illinois, was one of the most violent and brutal police stations in the entire country. The station was built in 1889 in the neighborhood known as Bloody Maxwell, a rough and violent neighborhood that was home to a large population of Italian immigrants. It was also the turf of some of the city's most notorious mobsters, including the Jenny Brothers, close associates of the legendary gangster Al Capone. The station was well known for extreme corruption. Officers were known to take bribes to either look the other way or in some cases help the mobsters accomplish their crimes. But it's the station's basement dungeon that's the source of most of the rumors of paranormal activity that continue to this day. The dungeon was a place of brutality and torture, and many criminals who found themselves in the dark, dank holding cells would not leave the station alive. For decades, witnesses have reported hearing the screams and moans of tortured prisoners and the ominous rattling of handcuffs and cell bars emanating from the basement. The station closed in 1997 and is now used to film the TV show Chicago PD. Prisons in general are certainly not pleasant places under the best of circumstances, but with their histories of misery and despair, torture and murder, it's no wonder that many of the country's prisons are some of the most haunted places on Earth. If you thought this video was fascinating, be sure and check out our other videos, like this one, called Scary Urban Legends That'll Keep You Up at Night. Or maybe you'll like this other video instead.
So, people, what you think? Wow.
Hey, Leon to Pluto.
Let me fix this thing.
In the early 1900s.
Alright. So, I didn't know that police station was a, was famous back then, back in the 30s and 40s. No? Now, it's used to film the hit show Chicago PD. That one caught my eyes right there. The old police station in Chicago. And just imagine what it's used for. And they say it's hunted. They did say that, right? So these is a lot of places all over the world that's hunted. And probably didn't know nothing about it. Paranormal Activity. And the movie that Morgan Freeman was in, Shut Down Production, something like that. That movie, the prison movie. I didn't even know that one was in. I thought that was a fake prison. You know, I actually thought that was a fake prison. Isn't actually a real prison. That's amazing, you know, but this some of these things that I find is this wow, this get you an edge, and this is why I want to travel too, you know, get my license and travel to Chicago and see the actually police station where they film in Chicago PD, you know, and also. The world's most haunted prison. I mean, not prison, police station. And I got a lot out of that, you know? And it just, but once I do go on these journeys, I just wish I had my kids to go with me, you know? It would be way better to have the family to go with you to do this. Have it as a family thing. But hey, it's to be the stuff that I can leave behind for my grandchildren and generations ahead. You know, nieces, nephews, and all that beyond 2070, 2080, 2090, 2020, 2100. You know, I will be gone, but, you know, my brothers and sisters, children, and my children, and they will know, and, of course, cousins and nieces and nephews, so on, but, yeah. This is some of the things that this amazes you, and this leaves stuff for generations ahead of you. I just wanted this day, like maybe 40, 80, 90 years into the future, with the fifth or seventh generation would look like, you know, just trying to imagine that someone look just like you walking the earth again, and that's your great 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 grandson, great great grandniece, nephew, you know, and it is wow. That's amazing. History must go on, huh? that if we can get things together right now for them, you know, stop all this bullcrap and what are we doing? Getting that environment together so it can get cold again. The Antarctic and the South Pole, North Pole can get cold again. Getting these countries screwed on, heads screwed on right. People, it's all up to us. I mean, we can pray. We can sit in our homes and pray and duck behind our chairs when we hear gunfire go off. Or we got to go out in that community and just do something, you know. Just churches. Just start some kind of picnic, block party and all. Like, just make it something day, you know. Some kind of celebration. Maybe a celebration for a person who was struggling in school and he or she probably finally got it right and graduated. Let the block celebrate that. And the church should all be involved. I mean, gotta be something, Baltimore, Chicago, New York, we can do for our children. We can't destroy this planet and leave them nothing. Our ancestors didn't do it to us. We shouldn't do it to them, okay? We know they knuckleheads and hard-headed and out there running with gangs and stuff. But they deserve to live. And we just cannot lead this world like it is. But that's the way we hit. So think about it, fans. Look outside. Is it cold where you used to be in the north part of this country? Now it's like 60 or 70 in Montana, North Dakota. You know what I mean, right? So, but when you was little, it was cold. And it got colder in the wintertime. It snowed. Now, there will be nowhere to go. And well, some people said that's the sign that he getting closer. And if he getting closer, that means a lot of stuff is getting ready to go sideways. And it's going to go sideways before you blink just one time. Believe me, people. Peek in now and then. If you don't like the news, just stop and listen to it. Just now and then. Just get a little education. Okay? Educated about what's going on. Whether it's local, national, or international, or all three. You want to pick up all three, get educated. Okay? Say, no. That did not happen. He did not do that. No. Okay? I mean, people are going to support Donald Trump anyway, and they're going to take up for him. Hey, nothing we can do. In this country, you're free to light anybody you want to. But if Donald Trump get back in office, it's probably going to do a flip and you're going to see yourself living in the new Russia. And you're going to see a lot of angry people. Because the ones that cheering for him, he going to turn against. He already turned against with some of them that was cheering for him before. lot of say he did a lot for black people more than Obama did. Prove it. Where the papers at? Put it in writing. Let me see what he did for black people more than Obama. Show me. I want to see it in black and white. A lot of people know that's not true. So we don't even have to get into that. Black and white know that's not true. So I know we don't have to get into that one. But his day is coming, people. His day is coming, and all those who support him is coming. You can sit there, watch a man destroy your country, or you can do something about it. Because it didn't make no sense to get freak out over one little balloon. It didn't make no sense, Fox News. That proved my point. You the worst network. Just like Donald Trump, the worst president. You know the worst network ever. All kicked up over a little tiny balloon. And it was nothing there. Nothing. I don't even believe it. It was a Chinese balloon. No. I really don't. Some little kid's drone or whatever got away. I just don't believe it was a weather balloon, guys. Just think. Go look at those news photos. I just can't get this out of my head, people. The Late Show, First Look. If you seen the episode before this one, I did a recording, and let's y'all listen to the Late Show of a recording on the Late Show on YouTube. So I put it on the mic, against the mic, so everybody can hear it. And y'all go back and catch the episode before this. Hopefully you can hear it. It came through good. I'm building this show up, people. So don't worry. The audio is going to get a little better. I've been saying that for a long time. The audio is going to get better. You know. Just take time, people. Okay. Remember, I was down, and family and close friend just had to get me back up and going. Alright, I don't really talk about my job that much, because after 5 years, fake thing. But I can say it's still good. They still treat you good and everything. But it's just moisture in the air. You turn your back, that's when they turn talk about you. But no, it's on every job. So I'm not gonna student this job either. I ain't candy shacking. It's on this job too. Because I can smell, you know. And then when I first worked there, everybody used to come in the cafeteria. Now everybody got a stuck up nose. People work in the kitchen, they come in the cafeteria and all, and take their lunch break. Nobody comes in the dining room no more for lunch break. I mean, we used to have leftovers, you know, well, fried fries and chicken wings and stuff like that, spaghetti and all. They used to make us extra for the staff. We don't even get that no more. So, it's a rough time, people. I'm not complaining because at least I get to eat lunch another day. Hey, it is what it is, you know. Everything good don't last forever, you know. It's time. Gotta get off that good train one day and step onto a new one, you know. So, one day I'm gonna have to say goodbye, you know, because after the next three or four, I'm walking, you know, I'm done, you know. And so I'm trying to get everything together, not get sick no more, trying to get my license, and just have a distant relationship with my children and all. And guess what? It's not an iPhone 13 or iPhone 14 Pro, but I'm finally getting an iPhone. It's coming tomorrow. I'm finally getting an iPhone. Hopefully, when I get home in the Uber, it will be there, waiting, and I'm sure it will. I'm hoping God will protect it until I get home. But I'm sure it will be, and pray for me, God. Pray for me, people, that it will be there, okay? So, to the family in Delaware, because I know everybody in Delaware, I don't know the area. I saw the area on the computer where y'all listening at. I think it's just like one download, something. So, if you're still listening, or family in Delaware, Lisa, mom, dad, nieces, nephews, and all, love you. And all over the country, including our Nancy and y'all in Baltimore, cousins and all. And for my big girl, Ashley, and we love you. Live long and prosper. May the force of be with you. And be good to one another. Be good. May 2023 a good year across the country. Gonna be tough, but do it. Good night.